This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Michelle Miller, the CEO of MM Fitness LLC, a company specializing in mobile personal training, and she is also the creator of an innovative new fitness product for kids ages 5 to 10 that teaches them how to get started on a fitness and weightlifting program at home under the direction of a parent. No experience necessary, and all skill levels are certainly welcome. Michelle, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here, meet you, and also your listeners.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today, and great to have you out. So tell us, for starters, what was the motivation behind the idea for my first workout? Let's start things there today.
I have a son. I have two sons, actually, but my youngest son, we were laying there one Sunday, and, you know, those moments where you just become overwhelmed with appreciation, and that was the moment that I was in with him, and he's just such a healthy and happy child, and as I was thinking, you know, lying there with him and in that appreciation, I started thinking of other kids and families, and you know, just started thinking, you know, what do they do if they're not a trainer, if they're not a fitness person? I know they want their child to have good health as well, and I believe when you have good health and fitness, it also brings better quality of life and happiness. And so I just started, you know, really thinking about it, and I was wondering what was out there, you know, for people that did not have a background in fitness. And I thought about it so seriously, you know, that I got up from, you know, our little moment there and went to the computer and started a huge internet search in every site I could find to see if I could find something, what my brain was thinking about. And when I did not find it, I literally just was ignited with a passion for helping families and helping children learn the things that I've taught my son that have brought him better quality of life. And that's how it had happened.
How about that? Certainly an inspiration and motivation to put that idea into action, for sure. Good stuff. Now, what's one of the biggest things you've learned through this, and how are you helping others learn it as well?
What I learned the most, Eric, was just how bad the stats are. Really, I was just trying to put something together because I didn't see anything of quality and substance. Meaning, when I searched sites such as Amazon and Walmart, you know, I saw a bunch of fluff. There was blow-up dumbbells, block dumbbells, a video that you could pop in and run through a bunch of, shuffles and, you know, different movement patterns, but nothing that was what children are capable of doing. And so it was very frustrating because as someone that works with children, you know, they have bodies and brains just like an adult. They're just smaller. Things, you know, the exercises need to be modified, but they don't have to be dumbed down. They can actually learn a skill, and the earlier they learn it, the easier it will be for them to continue that skill into adulthood. And so I really was just trying to help parents that didn't have skills in exercise. But what I learned once I dove into the research, because part of me was thinking, well, why isn't there more out there? That kind of concerned me a little bit. And so I really just got a hold of every bit of research on children's fitness that I could find. And what I found out was just how bad the stats are, Eric. I mean, 1 in 3 of our children today are overweight or obese, and 80% of those children will continue that into adulthood. American kids are ranked 47 out of 50 in developed countries in fitness. And I said, what? You know, 75% of our teens are not fit enough to join the military. I mean, 1 in 5 of our kids have a mental illness. I couldn't believe, you know, the stats that I was reading. And so what was you know, brought about to be helpful turned into something that is just absolutely critical. And I have got to let people know, you know, just how bad the stats are and you know, help them to get their kids on a better path.
Michelle, if you would, is your program for all kids or are there some kids that would not benefit?
My program is for all kids, and that is why I love it so much, is because there is not one child that is not going to benefit. And if a parent was talking to me today and they said, Michelle, you know, my child is an athlete already. He doesn't need to do this. I would say absolutely they do. 70% of kids by the age of 13 drop out of youth sports. And we all know the how small the percentage of children are that are going to go into professional sports. So I believe it is critical to have a plan B. Not only will it enhance their sport and prevent injury during their sport, but it will give them something that they can continue into life, which we all know that, you know, as adults that have jobs and families, you know, we can't go out and, you know, if your sport was soccer, you know, you're not going to be playing soccer for hours a day or dancing or cheerleading. You know, you've got to have something, though, that you can do into your adult years. If your child had disabilities, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, autism, these children so desperately need to have their body, have an outlet for their body, and to strengthen their body, their mind, and their bodies, their muscles. Children that are gamers and appreciate more sedentary activities, these kids, they may not be drawn to sports, but exercise is not sports. Exercise is something that the body loves, no matter whether you're an athlete and super coordinated or if you're not coordinated at all. You can curl, you can lift a weight, you know, you can do, you can use your body and, you know, as you're sitting there being the best gamer that you are, that you can be, you know, you can go into adulthood having a strong back and strong muscles, you know, kids that are obese. These are the kids so much that I want them to know that weightlifting is one of the best exercises that they can do because they will excel right off the bat. And so no matter what type of child or person, you know, you are, exercise will benefit you in my program.
Well, we certainly do appreciate what you're doing in the space. This is fantastic. Today, we're with Michelle Miller, the CEO of MM Fitness LLC and the creator of an innovative new fitness product for kids ages 5 to 10 here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Michelle, if you would get into further how the program actually works.
So the program is, I put it together in both poster and video format. And so the first program is 13 exercises. And so that program is available on my website. And I've made it a little bit easy. If you don't have the equipment needed for the program, I've packaged it all up for you in a kit. And so the kit will arrive on your doorstep, and it comes with an aerobic step, a jump rope, two pairs of dumbbells, a sandball, and a mat. And all those are just the best of the best. I train a lot of people in their home, and this is a great starter home gym. And so those pieces are used in program one, which consists of 13 of the best exercises that strengthen and tone all the major muscle groups of the body. We work on coordination and stamina. And so that's how it starts. It starts with program one, and it all comes together in a kit. And if you don't need the equipment, then you can just buy the programming separately. And I say this program is for all kids because it truly is. You can work at your own pace, and you can stay on program one as long as it is challenging for you and you're enjoying it. And once you get to the place where you say, you know what, I need more, well, then there's 11 more programs. And so that's why I love my program so much, is because it progresses a child. And by the time you're done with the entire program, it's 123 different exercises that you can take your time. You can take a year, you can take 3 years to go through the whole program, and you will have those exercises. You will have those videos. They come right to your phone or right to your computer. You can save them for life. You'll have that equipment and for life. I mean, dumbbells and great quality jump ropes and sandballs. These things do not wear out. This is not a toy that you use a few times. This is something that you will buy and you will use on a regular basis. That's the goal of it. It's not something that you just do every now and then. If you want to talk about something that you are getting your money out of, this program is it. My first workout is the best deal on the market. You will use the program, use the equipment weekly, and it will progress you when you're ready for more. There's 11 more programs, and there's actually 3 more pieces of equipment that come in the higher level programs, a little bit more difficult. So you're constantly growing yourself, and you're learning all those wonderful, you're learning great skills and also great qualities such as discipline and perseverance, and these are just things that we need for life, and I want these kids to learn that through my program.
Well, that certainly should jazz up quite a few parents tuning in today for sure. Also, how is your program different from other programs that are similar? I would say you're probably in a unique situation and market for sure.
My program is different in that it focuses on strength. And this part of the fitness equation is neglected. It's misunderstood. And so my program focuses on breaking this part of the fitness equation down. There's 2 parts to the fitness equation. The guidelines just came out in November, and 60 minutes a day of moderate to vigorous activity for children age 6 to 17. But the other part that no one really talks about, because it is a little bit more involved, is the strength. And they say 3 times a week that children should be engaging in muscle strengthening activity. So my program is the only thing out there that I have seen that actually gives you step-by-step full body strengthening, and it really focuses on this part of the equation. And this is the one part of the equation that can be done for life. I have a 94-year-old client right now who's doing strength training. It's going to be hard for her to do, you know, she's not doing her sports anymore. She was a cheerleader and she was a basketball player. She can't do those things anymore, but she can certainly walk. She can get on a stationary bike and she can weightlift. And so that is why I want to teach kids how to do this, how to break it down when they're from a young age, and so they will go into life. They don't have to ever walk into a PE class, ever have to walk into a gym and feel inferior or feel like they don't understand it. I want them to just build that skill because it's lifelong.
Well, Michelle, we certainly can't thank you enough for joining us here today. The passion for what you're doing and the results that you're seeing is certainly coming out loud and clear, and that speaks volumes certainly for me, and I'm sure the audience as well. As we conclude today, what's one tip or piece of advice you would give parents from a professional fitness trainer standpoint that they should be aware of or should be in the know of?
The main thing that I would want parents to know is to don't put things off, you know, and don't wait until your child has a sign or a symptom. Don't wait till your child's overweight. Don't wait till they go to the doctor and, you know, they get a report that says, you know what, your child has high blood sugar or has, you know, depression. Don't wait until they drop out of their sport and then they're just sitting there and they don't have a routine. I would say be proactive. And if you are in a gym yourself and you go to a gym regularly, find a gym that has a class that teaches kids how to exercise too. If you want your kids to be you someday, getting all the benefits of exercise, then start them now. Start the habit. Teach them just how easy it is to incorporate fitness into your lifestyle. And there are programs out there. That's why I created mine to help you. If you don't have any knowledge, then if you pick up my program and you read the directions, and you just set aside 2 times a week to get started. From there, there's so many great things that will happen. You know, once you start building habit in one area, it just will, just like legs, it'll grow out into other areas. And I would just encourage parents to give your child as many healthy, positive lifestyle habits from an early age, and don't wait until they have to do it. bring exercise into their life when they enjoy it and it's fun.
Absolutely on that. Michelle, if listeners wanted to get further details on MM Fitness LLC, where's the best place that they could get all the details on your program?
The best place to go is my website, www.myfirstworkout.com, and I welcome people. Please call me, 800-665-0360. I answer that phone. I would love to answer any questions and get you started. If you need help, I'll give you a coupon code. I just want so much for these kids and these families to be exercising together. Parents, the great thing is that I wrote this program for your children, and I hear from a lot of you, I don't know what to do with them. They're always trying to join my workout. So this is the workout for your kids. But guess what? I've learned that the parents are getting just as great of a workout, and they can have peace of mind while they're doing the workout because these are exercises for kids. But you'll see when you use the right amount of weight for yourself, and you might need to do a few more reps than your kids, but it's truly family fitness, and that is the goal of my program. I wanted to connect families with each other and connect families with fitness and connect families with just fun, good fun, and communication, verbal communication and eye-to-eye communication, and that is the purpose. And I encourage you to call me, visit my website, and I'll do just about anything I can to help you get my kid into your home.
Well, Michelle, we certainly wish you all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the Health Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Eric, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity and very much. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Michelle Miller, the CEO of MM Fitness LLC, a company specializing in mobile personal training. She's also the creator of an innovative new fitness product for kids ages 5 to 10 that teaches them how to get started on a fitness and weightlifting program at home. And for further details, simply visit myfirstworkout.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.